on going and the patience. Oh Allah, grant me ease.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyullah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madhi Channel, welcome back to our program, Our Issues. The issues of our society, the issues of our environment, the issues of our families. And today, our topic is Friends for Life. Now, before we go on to our topic, let's listen to a benefit of reciting salutations, peace and blessings upon the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, when people who love each other for the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal meet together, shake hands with each other and recite Salatul Nabi, the past and the future sins of both of them are forgiven before they separate from each other. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madhi Channel, all we have to do is that when we meet each other, we should always have this in our mind, that meet each other for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, people meet each other for many various reasons. Some people buy because someone is wealthy, someone has status, someone has strength, someone has power, and they try to meet such a person like this. But when we meet each other, whoever we meet, try to meet them for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we're shaking hands with each other, get into the habit of reciting salutations, peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the benefit of this is that the past and the future sins of both of them, people are forgiven who recite peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when they're shaking hands with each other. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to recite salutation, peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when meeting or when we're sitting in a gathering, when we're leaving a gathering, wherever we are. Get into the habit of reciting salutation, peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madhi Channel, today we have with us Waseem Bhai also, alhamdulillah. We'll be talking on this topic, Friends for Life. A lot of people have this concept that when they have these very close friends, we think that these friends are there for our lifetime. But what happens is we see in our lifetime that friends come and go. Many people who we are so close with, that we separate from them. They've gone their own ways. We have gone their own ways. Sometimes there's a breakout. Sometimes it's just that the life which we start to live is not in the same way that our friend wants to live his life. And that way they separate. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madhi Channel, we're today our topic, Friends for Life. And inshallah, we'll ask Waseem Bhai regarding what he wants to say at the start of this. Waseem Bhai, Friends for Life, what can you say?
First of all, Abdulhanan Bhai, it's a very famous quote that we hear in our society, especially in the young lads, young people, the youth of today, that, you know, this is my friend for life. He's my best buddy. You know, we are friends for life. You know, we've got each other's back till the end. But Abdulhanan Bhai, like you mentioned, a very valid point, that, you know, those that have spent this school, college or university period will see this many times. That true friends, you're very close in year 7. But as soon as year 8 comes, that friend circle's changed. You know, we are now best friends. And we're together forever. But what happens as soon as you move to year 10 or year 11? Like you said, part away and a new friend comes along. And again, this could matter in the company as well. One person smokes, the other person doesn't smoke. You know, simple things like this. And Abdulhanan Bhai, in our society, we see this a lot as well. And in regards to friends for life, the actual question that we must think about is, he actually my friend for life? You know, is he going to benefit me for the rest of the life? You know, 10 years later, we see the person, they were friends for life, but all of a sudden they parted their ways. So it's a point that everyone needs to think about, that, you know, are the friends actually for life, or are they for a short period of time? Once you move on to a different school or a different college or different university, or you find a job now, those people that, you know, were very close, first person they used to see in the morning was that individual. The last person they used to, on the outside world, the last person they used to see was their friend. But now they don't see each other for 10 years, 15 years. See each other, oh, you. I mean, you have, we were friends for life. What's happened all of a sudden? So it's a point to think about.
So, Wasim bhai, you know, it's strange actually. I can't remember any of my friends who are still friends which I knew from primary school. Okay, I know one or two, alhamdulillah, we are very, very good friends from secondary school, but primary school probably you don't. Sometimes you have good friends, alhamdulillah, azawajal. They are means of very goodness, and what I've seen is that sometimes when we are changing, they are appreciating our change as well. Yes. And these are really sort of the friends which are for life in that way. They probably won't be for life, but alhamdulillah, what we can say, because of goodness, friend, this title can be adopted sometimes. No doubt. When someone is involved with goodness, that sometimes brings about friends for life, really. Yeah. And you see that people, when they're involved in good environment, you find that then people are going out of their way for each other. Alhamdulillah, why? For the sake of deen. And alhamdulillah, one of the prime examples we can give on friends for life is the example of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala. And he was the friend of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam throughout the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he is still the friend of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is accompanied by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Right next to the grave of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the grave of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala. No. That is actually a friend for life, Wasim bhai. So we can't say it's something which doesn't exist. Alhamdulillah, you will find it, but it's with piety. It's with goodness, alhamdulillah.
And you know the point that you just mentioned about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is like a role model for those that are looking for friends as well. And you know, Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala, when the time of his apparent passing came, he said to his blessed daughter that, what day did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam pass away? She said he passed away on a Monday. And then he also asked that, you know, how much blessed cloth of Shu'aib was he wearing? And he was told. So in other words, he wanted everything to be the same as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But Abdul Hanan, by talking about friends for life, there's one critical point that I would like to mention here before we continue with our topic. You know, today the youngsters, they're disrespecting their parents. You know, my friend is everything for me, I'll do everything for him. And you know, we're always together and everything like that. And remember, friends won't be there for the rest of your life, but your parents will be there for the rest of your life.
Allah.
You know, this is a very important factor that today youngsters, the young people, even elderly as well at times, you know, disrespecting the parents. Why? Because of my friend. He's everything for me. You don't know, you know, you've lived a different life. This is a different life. But remember one thing, they will go, your friends will go, but the parents will never leave you.
Allah.
The parents' love, you know, the friends' love, that will decrease over time at times. But the parents' love, that will never decrease, that will always increase, no matter how disrespectful the child is. So this is something that, you know, needs to be taken a look at as well. That in your difficult times, they won't help you. Your parents are the ones that are going to be there. You know, so many incidents I've heard about Abdul Hanan bhai, that, you know, a person, due to drug dealing, due to the wrong stuff, he went into court, ready to be sentenced. He's got to the box now, Abdul Hanan bhai. Looks around. Who's there for me? Let me check who's there for me. Which one's come to support me? When he's looked back, apart from his parents, he has seen no one else there.
Allah.
So these, you know, if you want to term it in that way, these are the actual friends for life. That they will be there supporting you for the rest of your life. My advice to the youth and the people watching Madani Channel at this moment in time is, never ever disrespect your parents because of your friends. Because they will leave you, but your parents will never leave you. Inshallah.
So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, we've been hearing regarding friends for life. Alhamdulillah, it was a different topic. And we've talked about, Wasim bhai mentioned regarding who are more important than our friends. And those who are really going to be there for life, and those are our parents. Alhamdulillah, try to honor them, respect them, serve them when you got the ability. A father or a mother might ask the son, son, get me a bottle of milk. The reaction of that child sometimes is, oh, I'm tired. But if a friend comes knocking on the door, that same child, he gets up and he's gone.
He's gone.
Right? He's gone. Where is his tiredness? Where is his... And if you look on the other side, Wasim bhai, these are those parents who stayed up nights looking after them children. When the child would cry, when he would wet the bed, they would pick him up, clean him, they would feed him, and they spend their lives in bringing this child up. Yet he treats their parents in this way. But a friend, he thinks that friend is everything. When he comes knocking on his door, he goes away, but he can't bring a bottle of milk.
Dharabai, there's one simple message to this. You know, basically today, a friend can be replaced. You know, you've fallen out with one friend, you'll find another friend. you've fallen out with that friend, okay, you find out maybe someone to extent to the extreme level, someone's friends passed away. Now you'll always find a different friend, okay, this is my new friend, this is a new person that. But just remember one thing, and it comes in Kalams as well, I'll mention the English side of it as well, that in the bazaar, in the marketplace, you will be able to get everything. In our society, you will be able to get everything you want to buy, everything you want to get, you will be able to get. But there is two things that once they are gone, you will never be able to replace them. And that is the parents. A mother will never be able to be replaced. No matter if you've got the aunties, you know, you've got the extended family, but a mother is a mother. And once the father goes as well, Tika, you might have the uncles, you might have the extended family, but there will be nothing that will replace. And you know, Abdullah, today we go to the graveyard and we see people there. And they're crying at that stage. Brother, I disrespected my mother. I disrespected my father because of my friends. Those friends, and they say this to you, those friends that I disrespected my mother and father for, they don't even speak to me anymore. But I disrespected them. And today they are 6 feet under. So you know, before this time comes that the parents go, let's honor them, let's respect them, and definitely let's respect them more than our friends. Because remember, just looking at the face of your parents with good intentions and with this intention, this is a form of Hajj, alhamdulillah. You get the reward of Hajj. So definitely, alhamdulillah, we have those that have parents out there at the moment in their homes. Look after them, honor them, and don't disrespect your parents because of your friends. Because remember, you will find many in our society today, their biggest dream of the Hanan Bhai is to see their mother again. Their biggest dream at this moment in time is to see their father again. They've got all the friends, but without the mom and dad, their life is empty today.
Allah,
so honor the parents, respect them, and don't disrespect your parents because of your friends.
See, by talking about friends for life, you know, I've seen, I've known brothers that, you know, the first thing the friends would do is that they would meet each other, they study together, they're going to college together, they're working together, they're spending the whole day together. And then the only time they separate is at night, they would go. And many years, I knew one brother who had a friend, and they, for many years, they continued like this. It came a time, for some reason or another, they both parted their way, Waseem Bhai. They parted their way in such a way that I would say it's been 10, 15 years that they haven't seen each other's faces now. And this is what's happening in society. And you know, someone who's that close, work together, study together, spend the whole day together, the weekend together, and then parting like this. So having this concept of mind, you know, friends are for life. Sometimes, you know, you might be thinking, this is my friend for life. Yet that person is looking for a way out from you. I've seen this a couple of days ago, actually. Was seen by, I visited someone's house. And this brother, the whole family actually moved out so far from our local community. So he moved with his family and everyone. He took them all the way out, all the way there. And I found out the reason why he did this. He wanted to move away from his friends. He said that if I stay with these friends, I'll be destroyed. And he took this step. Now, you know, them friends won't travel 20 minutes down now, or 20 minutes drive to go and see his friend every day. So that's how he parted away from us. So this is something, someone might be thinking, this is my friend for life. That person might be thinking, I'm going to get away from this person.
Yeah, definitely, 100%. And you know this phrase that mashallah, a beautiful topic, a unique topic, friends for life. With our religion, remember, friends don't only finish at the time of death. No. You know, they say friends for life. Remember, for Muslims, we believe that there's another life, and that is the internal life. Now, Abdurrahman Bhai, in regards to friends for life, I just want to mention one thing here. Who is your friend that you keep today? Because there was one incident that took place in the UK, Abdurrahman Bhai. There was this young lad, and unfortunately, he passed away. So now his father, it's the time of the janazah, the body is ready and the janazah is ready now. And everyone's come to pray the janazah. The father looks around and he sees his son's friends right at the back. And as you know that it's afzal for a person to stand in the final saf, that's the best saf to stand in when you're praying the funeral salah. And when you pray normal namaz with jamaat, it's afzal to stand in the first row, it's better to stand in the first row. So his father sees and they're not standing there because, you know, it's more afzal and it's more better to stand in the final row. He approaches them and he says to them, look, your friend's janazah, my son's janazah is there. Come to the front, join the family. And the friends are like, uncle, we can't come. He's like, why can't you come? Is this janazah time? The friends say that, uncle, we don't know how to pray the janazah. We don't know how to offer our best friend's janazah prayer. So there's no point of taking us to the front. Now, this is a point that is for there for contemplation. That today, our friends, those friends, that whilst we're in this world, they will benefit us. But especially when we leave, They will pray our janazah salah. They will read naats for us. They will read naats in the court of the Prophet ﷺ. They will visit us in the graveyard. They will do fatiha at our grave. They will do mehfils at our grave. Or are those friends ours today? That even when we enter a grave, due to the sins that we were committing, that will be a guna jariya, in other words, a continuous sinning for us both. So this is a point that we must think about today. That, you know, alhamdulillah, we see the environment of Dawat Islam is such a beautiful environment of Dawat Islam. Family member, a friend passes away, the brothers are continuously going, making dua at the grave, going, reading naats at the grave, reading the Quran at the grave, reading Surah Yasin. You know, the ishtimas are taking place of the Hananba, you know, gatherings are taking place. And these muballighs, these preachers of Dawat Islam, even at that time, years have passed, but they're still making dua that, Ya Allah, so-and-so passed away a few years ago, forgive me as well. And it's mentioned as well that, you know, what does the deceased person need? He needs two things mainly, isal-e-swab and dua. Our friends, those that once we depart from this world, they will raise their hands for us and they will also do isal-e-swab for us.
So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madi Chalab, when we claim that this is a friend for life, just think for a moment. Is that friend is going to be there to able to come forward to wash our body? Mm-hmm. Is that friend is going to be there to carry our coffin and bury us in the grave? Is that friend going to be there that when everyone is gone, he's still sitting beside that grave and making dua or reciting the Quran? Just think, if that is a friend, then that could be that a friend for life. But other than that, if a friend is not like this, don't go into these deep thoughts of thinking that this is my friend and this friend is for life. No. Waseem bhai, you know, you talked about just attending the funeral salah. Alhamdulillah, you attended many ghusle mayyat, the bathing of the deceased. Alhamdulillah, myself, we have also done many. But I haven't come across that any actual friend has come forward to actually give the deceased the bath, who is a friend of his. Normally you'll find that his only family members, friends don't actually even come forward. They probably don't even
approach
to say that, oh, can I help out in this way? And this is a very delicate matter, because, you know, to be in that state, you know, so those friends, you lived with each other. There was a bounding with you and that friend. Yet when he's passed away, there's a distance. You tend to move away to this degree?
Definitely. And you know, the friend that they lived with, they're scared to touch the body as well. You know, like, we don't want to do ghusl. Why? We're scared to touch the body. But you know, you mentioned that, have you ever come across friends that are willing to do the ghusl imayyat? Yes, I have, alhamdulillah. In this environment of Dawat Islami, I know brothers, the family, their best friends passed away, who was also in the environment of Dawat Islami. Now the friends of Dawat Islami, the Muballighin of Dawat Islami, have come at that time and told the family, look, you come as well, we will come as well, and inshallah azawajal, we will act upon the sunnah. And then, you know, these friends of the Hananbai were those that, you know, it just did end. Like, today what happens? Okay, I have to read my friend's janazah. Okay, I'll go to the graveyard, you know, I'll just be there so the family see me. No. These friends of Dawat Islami are those friends of the Hananbai. They go to the next level, performing the ghusl mayyat, then doing the janazah prayer. Then obviously, once all the family is gone, the friends are still at the grave and they're reciting naats as well. Then to the next level, you know, what happens is isal-e-swab time, that okay, the family have gathered, this is isal-e-swab, this is what they read. But I have seen friends of Dawat Islam is to such a level, alhamdulillah, where the family are maybe given 10 Quran apak, 15 Quran apak, but the friends, alhamdulillah, he has over the Muballighin, have given hundreds of Quran apak, isal-e-swab, that this is a gift for the deceased. So, you know, you talked about friends for life. Seriously, for the viewers of watching at this moment in time, my advice would be, make those friends today, that even you go tomorrow, when you go tomorrow, and remember, this is no guarantee, this could be tomorrow, could be next week, it could be next month. Make those friends, they will send you this continuous reward, inshallah.
So my dear Islam brothers, viewers of Madisha, alhamdulillah, we've been hearing regarding the right sort of friends. Those friends who are not just benefiting us in the dunya, but they are also benefiting us once we leave this world, alhamdulillah. And that is the beautiful environment of Dawat Islami, alhamdulillah. This environment of Dawat Islami is that environment, alhamdulillah, which helps us in the dunya in performing good deeds. And when we leave the world, alhamdulillah, this environment of Dawat Islami is there, sending us reward and a saleh swab. So be part of this beautiful organization of Dawat Islami, alhamdulillah. You will definitely benefit. Waseem bhai, one thing I've seen is that, you know, this claim of friends for life. One thing I've noticed, in especially those who are involved in crime, you know, when a friend gets caught, what happens is the others, they all run away.
They turn their back on.
They turn their back. No one is there at that sort of time to actually pull you out to save you. Some aspect, Waseem bhai, you'll find that they want to push the blame onto his friend. That he's been caught just to get himself out. Put the blame on this person.
At this difficult time, this person, instead of helping me, he put the blame on me. Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami has one department, the prison majlis. The prison department where the Muballigin of Dawat Islami go into the prisons for tabliq, for dawah, alhamdulillah, they invite towards righteousness. And at that time, they have the prisoners and, you know, teach them the Holy Quran. And we've come across many as well.
Yes.
You know, you ask them, brother, what's wrong? What happened? And brother, I was betrayed. Why was I betrayed? Brother, at that time when my best friend, he should have helped me, he turned his back on me at that time, and today I'm in prison.
You know, learning about who our friends are, who we should choose as friends, and what are the friends which are for life, those are those who are involved in deen. A lot of the times we find people that they have friendship and they believe this friend is for life. It's a one-sided thing as well. Where one person, he has that so much connection with that friend of his, he wants to give everything for him. Yet that same friend on the other side, he doesn't have that same feeling. You don't know. You might have so much feeling for a brother or a friend, and you want to do so much for him. Well, on the other hand, that person is totally different. He's probably using us because we've got wealth, or we've got a nice car, we're driving around, he wants to be in our company. Or we've got money, the power which a person has, or strength which a person has. Some people accompany them and be friends with them in that way as well.
Definitely, 100%. Because he's got a good car, because I've got someone that can take me wherever I want, we're best friends with him. You know, we've got such a connection with this individual, but there's no return. Meaning the return is very limited, meaning we're showing all this positivity, but there's not that much positivity coming back. So again, this comes back to the point as well. Contemplate today, who are your friends? Are these friends those that actually have got your back? In a time of difficulty, they will be there for you? Or are these friends, as soon as a difficulty will come later on in your life, they will also turn your back on? And especially, are these friends those friends that when the time of the difficult time of death and hereafter come, they will be helping you at that time? Or are these friends that again will turn your back on you? It's a definite point that everyone should contemplate upon.
Waseem bhai, Hujjatul Islam Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi mentions about that when a person passes away, now shaitan comes in the form of his friends at that time. Okay. And the purpose of the shaitan coming in the form of the friend of that person is that he wants to snatch away the iman of this person.
At the critical time.
And at that, such a critical time, at the time of death, he'll come in the form of a friend of his and he'll say, you know, die on this religion because I died upon this religion. And another friend, if he refuses him, another friend of his, he will come and he'll say, die upon this religion because I died upon this religion. This is the truth. Try to divert him away from the truth. You know, sometimes a friend can be a destruction like this, or shaitan taking a form of a friend like this. So my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madi Channel, today we've covered the topic friends for life. Who are the real friends for life? The real friends are for life are those who are saving and protecting our iman, who are there in guiding us upon our deen, who are teaching us the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and who are not just there for us when we are alive, but when we pass away, they are there by our graves. They are there performing our funeral prayer. They are there to make dua at our graves. Alhamdulillah, if we want this type of friends, then we need this type of company. Alhamdulillah, the beautiful company of Dawat Islami is that company of friends for life. Alhamdulillah Azawajal, become part of this beautiful organization of Dawat Islami. Continue watching Madani Channel, inshallah as well, so that we can learn between the right and the wrong, between the right friend and the wrong friend. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to accompany those who are good and keep us away from those who are evil. Madani Islami, the viewers of Madani Channel, continue to watch these programs, alhamdulillah, our issues, and inshallah we'll bring you another topic next time, inshallah. So don't forget to watch our program, Our Issues, inshallah. Sallu alal Habib.
Oh Allah, grant me ease. Oh Allah, grant me ease. Oh Allah, grant me ease. The courage and the strength to keep on going, and the patience.